This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We do an every now and again thing on this program about women who were trailblazers in their chosen fields. Today, a woman who was both a medical professional and an inventor. Here's author Sam Maggs.
Bessie Blount Griffin came from exceptionally difficult circumstances. She was born in 1914 with next to nothing. She attended elementary school in a one-room schoolhouse made to educate the children of former slaves. She actually dedicated her life to public service and helping others and became a volunteer nurse at a New Jersey hospital. And while she was there, she noticed that lots of veterans had lost the ability to use their limbs. And she thought it was really unfortunate that they didn't have the same kind of independence that they had before the war. And she really dedicated herself to create an invention that allowed paralyzed veterans to feed themselves using a tube that they could bite on with their teeth. Bessie's invention was hailed by the press, and she was called the Wonder Woman for her achievements in rehabilitation. Even though she had worked for so long and invested thousands of dollars of her own money into her invention, the VA wasn't super interested in paying the $100,000 that she was asking for the invention. So instead, she donated it to the French government, who used it in military hospitals countrywide. Bessie was less interested in personal fame and more determined to prove, and I quote, that as a black female, we can do more than nurse their babies and clean their toilets.
Sam Maggs is the author of the book Wonder Women, 25 Innovators, Inventors, and Trailblazers Who Changed History.